They're calling for it to go down right near freezing.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Joe, Challenger.
Go ahead.
They succeeded in leveling the gravimeter yet?
Jack, we'll check it, update our information on that. My understanding at the moment is that they've not, but they're thinking that the unit's just too cold, and they're in the process of warming it up by dumping heat into it, by running some of the equipment around it and in it. And they've by no means given up hope for that unit.
I think that means that my fooling around with it didn't help them.
Apparently, it didn't do too much for them, but what it did do was convince them that it's probably somehow locked up because its temperature's not right yet. And, so they're not worrying about whether it's level or not level now. They're confident that it's been set up okay, and now they're just biding their time to bring that temperature up. We'll get some more words to you sometime tomorrow on it as you make your traditional visit to the site again, HALCEP site again, probably. How are you coming along with your sleep prep?
We're just about there, Joe. We picked up some time somewhere in here. Couldn't be much more than an hour behind.
No, that's just about right. You're looking pretty good on that.
You get to sleep in the next 5 minutes, you're 1 hour behind.
Yes, sir. I'm putting my hammock up now, as a matter of fact. What are you doing up so late?
Well, somebody's got to set up to keep you guys honest. I think we're getting more sleep down here than you are.
Bother me.
Might add that not only do we have to stay up late, we have to get up mighty early to keep you honest, too.
Okay, you gonna let us sleep 8 hours or what?
That's affirmed, Jack. We're looking good on the time, and not only will you get, we hope, 8 hours of good sleep, but you'll have a full EVA tomorrow. So it's not costing us anything there.
Sounds great, Joe. I fully expect it won't be much longer now.
And Gene, just for rough planning purposes, we'll start to figure your sleep period starting around 1:52:30, and we'll be looking at you're getting up around 8 hours from that time.
Okay, Joe, I'll buy that.
Might add also that there are a lot of us looking forward to that third EVA tomorrow. It's going to be the last one on the lunar surface for some time.
I tell you, if it's anywhere near what the first two were like, we're looking forward to it also.
Gene and Jack, we're still marveling at the beautiful television pictures that we're getting from your TV camera there. It's fun, in fact, to watch the the tracks that you're leaving behind in the lunar soil, both footprints and rover tracks. And some of us are down here now reflecting on what sort of mark or track will someday disturb the tracks that you leave behind there tomorrow.
That's an interesting thought, Joe, but I think we all know that somewhere, someday, someone will be here to disturb those tracks.
No doubt about it, Gino.
Don't be too pessimistic, Joe. I think it's going to happen.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But it's fun to think about what sort of device will ultimately disturb your tracks.
Well, that device may look something like your little boy.
Oh, he'd make short work of him.
I tell you, it's also a pretty philosophical thought to think you're riding around out here on what is really undisturbed everything, you know. If there was someone here way back when sometime, they didn't leave much what sign of their whereabouts, but that's an interesting thought too, as you drive around all of a sudden across your own rover tracks and figure out those are the only ones that have maybe ever been here.
Very true.
And with that I'm rolling out my hammock. Okay, Joe, I'm waving goodnight to you. I'm rolling up my overhead window cover.
Okay, Gene and Jack, we'll say goodnight to you from down here, unless there's some other way we can help you.
No, sir. If there is, we'll give you a call, though.
Just want to end by saying what a terrific job you did today, and really looking forward to tomorrow. Have a good 8 hours rest.
Thank you, Joe. Tomorrow we answer all the unanswered questions, right?
If not more.